This is Senior Talk, presented by Heartfelt Care at Home on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM and 92.5 FM. Here is your host, Greg Koopman.
Good morning and welcome to Senior Talk, presented by Heartfelt Care at Home right here and only on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM and 92.5 FM. I'm Greg Koopman, your host for Senior Talk, founder and owner of Heartfelt Care at Home, Colorado Springs' most trusted senior in-home care provider. Be sure to visit us online today at heartfeltcareathome.com. Senior Talk is made possible by our sponsor and brought to you from Donner Insurance Solutions. Be sure to give Brittany and the team at Donner Insurance Solutions a call today at 719-237-1675. Joining us in the studio this morning, our friend Brittany Donner, owner, founder of Donner Insurance Solutions. Brittany, first-time guest here on Senior Talk. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me. This is wonderful.
We've got a lot of information to cover, and this is always an exciting topic to cover, especially this time of year. We're going to talk about insurance. We're going to talk about Medicare. We're going to talk about all those fun things that seniors, their loved ones really want to know about. Before we get started and really dive in, Brittany, take a few moments, share with our listeners a little bit about your background and really what sparked your passion for doing what you do today.
Absolutely. Well, Donner Insurance Solutions was started by my husband. Truly, our senior community is underserved, and my husband and I both have elderly parents who, you know, we do our best to take care of and whatnot, but when you have questions, to call an 800 number does get very frustrating, so we actually decided to take things into our own hands and get licensed and offer as many options as we can for the senior community that fits their budget, their health needs, even understanding their needs. Because realistically, you know, a doctor tells you one thing, you feel one thing, you take a med for something else, you get a big book from the government that says, please read me, from Medicare.
And you're on your own.
You're on your own, and it's overwhelming. So our mission is to really just make it easy, make it light, encourage people to take charge of their health care, because this is something we all have to deal with for the rest of our existence.
Absolutely. And, you know, I love family-owned, local. You really can't get more personal than that. And I have a lot of respect and appreciation for good local family-owned companies. So kudos to you.
Thank you very much.
Going out and doing it the way it's supposed to be done. Now, for listeners who may not be familiar with Donner Insurance Solutions, mm-hmm. what services do you offer for your clients?
So first we start with free consultation, of course, because if you have Medicare, if you have something in addition to Medicare, you might not understand it all the way or really understand how it's working for you or how you're utilizing it. So we start with those free consultations. Make sure you're in the plan that fits your needs best. If not, then we move on to looking into other options. Where do we need more coverage? What things do we need to keep us healthy? What budget are we working within? So we do a full needs analysis of that income, of your monthly budget, of your health needs, your doctors, your medications. We incorporate all of that into our consultation. Now, moving past the consultation, if you find yourself in a position to say, hey, this plan's not working for me. My doctor moved. My doctor retired. They're no longer taking my plan. Then we move on to step two, which is really breaking down the policies available in the area that fit your needs best, because there are a lot of options.
And it's not a cookie cutter type of scenario. I mean, this
is
really
personalized. It's really not. Yes, it is. And there are plenty of options to make it personal for you. You know, of course, Medicare Advantage, a lot of things are bundled in, but you have copays. There are things to help cover some of those copays. There's supplement for people who want all of what they're responsible for paying when it comes to Medicare just covered. And there are multiple variations of that as well. So as a licensed insurance agent, you know, I'm certified every year federally and with all the companies to make sure we're working within their limits and your limits. So there's a happy medium for everybody.
Absolutely. Now, you know, the big term or the big one that seniors typically hear about or are involved with are Medicare. So let's talk Medicare.
Okay.
To me, at least, it's confusing, it's complex, and it changes. You know, it's not the same for everybody, essentially.
Right.
Give our listeners a brief overview of Medicare. I mean, what is the Medicare benefit?
Well, really what Medicare is, first of all, we all pay into it for our whole working life, you know, so it's something that builds up. You can either get it at 65, or if you are on disability, after 24 months of being on disability, you are eligible to apply for Medicare at that point. So what Medicare does is it's broken down into Part A and Part B. Part A is hospital, and Part B is medical. Combined, they make original Medicare. So any of our listeners that have Medicare, you have a red, white, and blue card, probably has a bunch of random numbers and letters on it, which identifies you to the Medicare
system.
Like the
system. Alphabet, the whole alphabet.
Literally the whole alphabet. I have gotten very well at the military phonetic to read everything back because it makes it easier. But your A and B does not include prescription drug coverage.
Okay.
But the government does require you to have prescription drug coverage. And that's what you acquire through private companies who are contracted to provide those. And then moving past original Medicare, this is when you get into your options of, do I want a Medicare Advantage? Do I want a supplement? Do I need short-term home health care? What is my budget? And this is where the personalization comes in. Because original Medicare, that is cookie cutter. You got A, you got B, it comes on one card. You are responsible for a hospital deductible and a medical deductible. And then after that, it's 20% that is left on you.
Okay.
Now, the big thing with Medicare is that there is no cap. There's no safety net. So that 20% can be very costly without something in addition to it.
So like my health insurance, I'm not 65, I'm not on Medicare, but I have a maximum out-of-pocket.
Right.
They don't have that with Medicare?
Medicare, original Medicare doesn't. And that's what's really important for people to look at their original Medicare. Because you think, all right, cool, they cover 80%. I'm set because 20% is nothing.
Until you have a $100,000 hospital bill.
Until you have a $100,000 of the 20, you know, that is your 20% coverage.
Wow.
And there's no cap. And that's why there are these times a year to where you can customize what you need, to reevaluate what you need, to make sure that you're not spending your entire retirement on, you know, your health.
Absolutely. We're going to take a quick break here to hear from our sponsors. Before we do that, Brittany, what's a good phone number our listeners can get in touch with you and the team over at Donner Insurance Solutions?
Excellent. Thank you for asking. It is going to be 719-237-1675.
Fantastic. Let's take a quick break.
Hi, I'm Brittany Donner with Donner Insurance Solutions. Do you know what Medicare Parts A, B, C, and D represent? What is Medicare Advantage? What do they cover? What don't they cover? Let Donner Insurance Solutions take the confusion and stress out of Medicare enrollment. I provide the service, insight, and resources you need to make sure your coverage satisfies you, your health needs, and your budget. My mission is to empower seniors by helping them make educated decisions about their health care. Call me, Brittany Donner, for a free consultation at 719-237-1675. Annual enrollment for Medicare ends December 7th, so call now, 719-237-1675.
Welcome back to Senior Talk right here on KRDO News Radio. Joining us in the studio this morning, we have Brittany Donner with Donner Insurance Solutions. We're talking about Medicare. We're talking about insurance. We're talking about all of the fun stuff that we need to really make sure that we've got the right coverage for us as we age when it comes to our health needs.
Absolutely.
We learned about kind of the alphabet soup of Medicare before our break. Now, you know, are you required to sign up for Medicare?
So you do have a couple of options. So once you turn 65, you become eligible for Part A. You automatically receive that if you worked 10 years or 40 quarters. Now Part B is something you become entitled to. You can either delay Part B if you still are working, have employer coverage, maybe union benefits, something like that, you can delay it and take it later without being penalized. Or you can take it when you get your Part A. Now, Part B does have a premium. You're entitled to it, but it does have a premium. For 2020, it is $144.60. 2021 Medicare costs have not been released yet, so unfortunately, no one has that information until they do, but as soon as it's released, I even make user-friendly one-page guides, so that way it breaks it down. You can take one look at it and know exactly what you have as far as Medicare, but you have your option. You can take it or you can delay it. Never ignore it, because if you ignore it, they will penalize you.
Now, how is Medicare different than maybe, you know, the typical health insurance I get as I'm working and I'm, you know, going through my adult years? I might change, you know, insurance providers a couple different times. I look at it annually to try to find the best rates. But I mean, how is Medicare different than regular, I don't know if that's the right term, regular or standard health care insurance that we usually have as we get older?
Like employer coverage versus Medicare. Well, employer coverage, you have to think of it this way. Employer coverage is managed through an HR company, so you always have at least one point of contact with employer coverage.
Okay.
Most of the time, the benefits are bundled, and you can add your family members to it. So your prescription, your vision, all of that is usually tied into one policy with your dependents under it, with separate deductibles for individual and family. Once you get to Medicare, your Medicare is what you earned.
Okay.
That is solely your coverage. There are no dependents on it. It is your hospital and your medical coverage via what you've earned from working, and it's provided to you from the government. So it's very bare bones. It's basic, basic structure there. So it is a significant difference when you're moving from, say, employer to Medicare.
Right.
Because now you might be dropping dependents or a spouse. You are looking at, okay, where else am I going to get my glasses? Where else am I going to get a better, maybe maximum amount of pocket, you know, things that protect me from spending a certain amount of money?
All right. Now, a term that I hear, especially this time of year, I hear this word open enrollment.
Mm-hmm.
What is this open enrollment that we hear about, and when is it, and is it really what they say it is?
Well, it's a party. So October 15th through December 7th, the term is annual enrollment, because this is the annual time of year that you can evaluate your coverage and make changes that would start January 1st.
Okay.
And this one would be, you know, for 2021.
Now, if I find out that my plan isn't what I thought it was and isn't the right fit, I mean, do I have to make my changes during that time period, or is there another opportunity to right size my needs and my plan?
So during annual enrollment, say October 15th, you put in an application and you say, you know what? Mistake. I found a new doctor. Yeah. I found a better hospital. Whatever for you, whatever you want. You can put in technically as many applications as you want for whatever plan from October 15th to December 7th. But the very last application with a January 1st effective date is the one Medicare will put into play. So that's why, for me personally, with what I do, is I like to do it right the first time. That's why we
Thank
go
you.
Through the full needs analysis. I'm not just going to throw you into a policy and say, here you go, good luck. The goal is for your health care to work for you, and changing that multiple times isn't making it work for you. Now, come January through March, if you are, say, in a Medicare Advantage plan, there is a special time frame. Say your doctor did leave the plan and you changed it and we got to find something else. You are allotted one change within that time frame. So,
okay.
But now that is only for Medicare Advantage, you know, members. So there are still stipulations, just like any enrollment period, whether it's employer, individual, Medicare, you know, we have to follow the rules and the guidelines to that. And again, this is why I do my best to make sure it's done right the first time.
Absolutely. And you're not beholden to one particular, you know, insurance company or things like that. You're truly looking at what's the best interest of the folks that you're working with to get them what is right for them from the start.
Absolutely.
Now, you mentioned Medicare Advantage supplement plans. Mm-hmm. I mean, what are these?
They're all structured differently. So a lot of people would be familiar with the terms secondary or replacement plan. I don't like those terms because I feel like they are misleading.
Yeah.
A Medicare supplement plan is exactly what it is. It supplements your Medicare. So it supplements what you're responsible for. In that case, you would need a separate prescription drug plan like we talked about previously. Medicare Advantage is structured similar to like employer coverage. It's all bundled in. Your prescription drug, which is considered Part D, is in Delta.
Mm-hmm.
Medicare Advantage also offers some of your extra benefits. All of your medical hospital stuff is included, so you have one card for all of your services. Medicare does refer to that as Part C, as in Charlie. But again, this is why we evaluate budget, because for some people it's worth it to pay more monthly to pay nothing later or very little later.
Or to have that safety net.
Have that safety net. And for some people it's easier to say, you know what, I want a lower monthly premium. This is the way I budget. I use the gym, so I want something that includes this or that. That's why you have those options. Especially with Medicare Advantage plan, you know, what's beautiful about it is everyone's like, okay, HMO, here we go. We're stuck and I can only see this person here. But if we find a plan that works for you, you won't feel that restriction. And all of these plans have emergency services worldwide. So in an emergency, even if you are, say, in an HMO, you can go anywhere and get treated.
Excellent.
So that way you don't have to, you know, you don't have to worry.
Now, do these plans, I mean, do they change from year to year,
they
provider
sure do.
To provider?
They sure do. Luckily, we're in a beautiful area with a very consistent physician network. There are a lot of resources. So these plans are able to offer very stable benefits, which is I do my best to carry providers that do offer those that stability, because that's what you want. You don't want one thing one year and lose it the next. But they do adjust some of the benefits. Of course, with COVID-19, everyone is trying to add a little bit more, make it a little more affordable, and make virtual visits a lot more accessible, lower some of those copays. So really, in spite of COVID, we are moving in a very positive direction to take care of our seniors and disabled even better.
You know, I always look at this as, you know, this season that we're in, it's an opportunity to improve and do things, you know, better and serve people better. You know, when should people start exploring, you know, these options to really kind of best fit a product to their needs?
Right now. You know, October 15th is on Thursday. And, you know, of course, you have through December 7th. But take into account, you really lose a week in November for Thanksgiving. Because I'm sorry, if I'm carving a turkey, I don't want to be thinking about
absolutely
what my doctor's doing and what plan he's going to take. And December 7th is the first week of December, and then it's over.
And then it'll be the New Year's.
And then it's the New Year.
And then you missed your opportunity.
Absolutely. But really, you want to take a look now, and doing a thorough consultation your first time, especially with me, I will sit down and we go through all the policies. So if you're in a good fit and you like it and you're happy and it meets all your needs, then you know and you're done for the New Year. You let it roll over.
Most importantly, we're going to call Brittany, and we're going to call her now. Brittany Donner, Donner Insurance Solutions. What's your phone number?
719-237-1675.
Fantastic. Let's take one more quick break. I'm Greg Koopman, host of Senior Talk, right here on KRDO News Radio. Medicare Parts A, B, C, D, Medicare Advantage. What do they all mean? What does it cover? What don't they cover? Let Donner Insurance Solutions take the confusion and stress out of Medicare enrollment. They provide the service, the insight, the resources you need to make sure your coverage is right for you. Donner Insurance Solutions is your insurance advocate, helping seniors make educated decisions about your health care. It's personal. Call Brittany Donner today at 719-237-1675. That's 719-237-1675. Annual enrollment ends December 7th, so call now. Welcome back to Senior Talk right here on KRDO News Radio. Winding up the show here, we have Brittany Donner from Donner Insurance Solutions. We're learning all about Medicare, Medicare Advantage, and supplements, and A's, and B's, and C's, and D's. Pretty much my whole report card all the way through through school, except for F's. We didn't have F's, so that's good. what is the most common misunderstanding people have about Medicare that you see?
I think everyone feels very restricted when it comes to Medicare, not only because they're not aware of the options in their service area, but it's daunting to have all of this mail sent to you, calls. It's like getting a new Social Security card only for your medical benefits, and I think a lot of people feel very restricted, and it's not. Really, the way that they designed it, sure, it's bare bones, it's very cookie cutter, but all these plans in Medicare, they've really made it to where you can make it work for you, which is how it should be in the first place.
Absolutely.
And I'm very proud to even be working with the industry in general. I think it should be fun. You're moving into retirement. You're learning something new about yourself and how to take care of yourself, and it should be a good time. No
Absolutely.
More work. School's out. Woo!
We're running a little low on time here, but I want to highlight just a few of the common myths that at least I see out there. And
sure.
I want to give you, our expert, the chance to kind of set the record straight with some of these myths. So
yes,
it's always a little fun. So, biggest one I see, Medicare's free.
Well, I mean, anyone who pays attention to their pay stub knows it's not free.
It's not free. You've been paying for quite some time for
so
it.
So all that money you pay that they take out of your paycheck does pay for Part A, which, quote unquote, they just give to you. But technically you've paid for it. 10 years, 40 quarters of working, you get it automatically. And then you are entitled to Part B, but you still pay a monthly premium for that. A lot of people have it taken directly out of their Social Security, so it feels free.
Yeah.
You don't see it. It just comes right out. But you are paying for it, just like unfortunately everything else.
So, Medicare costs and coverage, they won't change. So I'm a senior. I'm on a fixed income. Mm-hmm. My income's not going up, but the cost of Medicare, it's not going to change, right?
And anyone who has been on Medicare for even a year or so knows that those premiums and those deductibles do vary from year to year. Sometimes they go down a couple bucks, sometimes they go up a couple bucks. And we all know that our Social Security, it changes a little bit from year to year too. This world is constantly evolving and constantly changing, as is our economy. So it's one of the things that we need to work around, especially when it comes to being on a fixed income and being on those federal benefits.
I'm getting older. My health is poor.
Mm-hmm.
I can't qualify for Medicare because I have poor health.
False.
Excellent.
Absolutely false. Now, Medicare, again, is something you earn. It's something you work for. It's something you pay for. So that's yours. No one can take that away from you unless you decide you don't want to pay them anymore. Then, of course, they'll put it on hold. But most plans, depending on what type of coverage, some have underwriting, which is risk assessment, and some don't. It just depends on which way we go for your health needs and for what you need. And honestly, that is such a broad spectrum that, a one-on-one consultation would break that down for an individual person.
So a myth, I can't get Medicare because I never worked or I didn't work long enough. What if I didn't work? What if I only worked part-time and then I was a stay-at-home dad and now I'm mm-hmm. 65, 70 years old and here I am?
Well, now there are some instances where you can get Medicare via your spouse's benefits. And there are some instances where people don't work long enough to just earn Part A, which would give you a monthly premium for Part A and Part B. So it would cost more, but really, it's very rare that we see people who don't qualify for Medicare A and B.
Now, here's probably the biggest myth I see in my industry from the private pay home care side.
Yeah.
Medicare covers everything, all of my needs, including my long-term care costs.
Unfortunately, That is false as well. Long-term care, that is considered private insurance. When you go into a nursing home, it's like a full-time nurse care in an apartment. You know, you pay for that monthly out of your pocket. You know, Medicare takes care of your hospital to an extent, like we discussed earlier. But it does not pay those extra things. Now, it does cover things like hospice.
Yep.
But when it comes to nursing home, assisted living, it's only going to pay for those nurses, those doctors, those medications. But when it comes to any kind of home care, anything like that, Medicare, that is not something that they cover for you.
Absolutely, especially from the long-term care portion. Brittany, wow. I mean, what a fantastic wealth of information. I mean, this is enough to make me want to rip my hair out and say, what am I supposed to do when I start exploring this? But we're about out of time. And really, I want you to get your information out to our listeners one more time before we go here today.
Absolutely. So again, I'm Brittany Donner with Donner Insurance Solutions. I'm here to just take care of you, your needs. Let's evaluate everything, get you set up right for the new year. My phone number is 719-237-1675. You can also check us out at donner-insurance-solutions.business.site. I know that was a mouthful, but it'll definitely be worth it. You can request quotes. You can request me to call or contact. Really anything. We're here to serve you and make sure that you're healthy and empowered in your decisions.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us on the show today, Brittany.
Thank you very much for having me. It was a pleasure.
Before we go, I want to remind listeners you can find out more information about Heartfelt Care at Home online at heartfeltcareathome.com or by giving us a call at 719-362-0094. Again, that's 719-362-0094. Be sure to join us next Sunday and every Sunday at 8 a.m. right here and only on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., 92.5 FM for another edition of Senior Talk presented by Heartfelt Care at Home and Donner Insurance Solutions.